next on the 5 o'clock report.
The U.S. is locked and loaded.
My first responsibility is to protect the people of the state of New York.
We want to be paid fairly.
I took a big drink of water off my nightstand and swallowed it. I was pretty sure I knew what happened.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the broadcast. I'm Bill Price. Iran on notice. That is our top story at 5. President Trump saying today that the U.S. is locked and loaded in response to the drone attacks on Saudi oil facilities over the weekend.
I don't want war with anybody. I'm somebody that would like not to have war. We have the strongest military in the world.
Speaking to reporters at the White House today, President Trump says it looks like Iran was behind the attack.
Well, it's looking that way. We'll have some pretty good... We're having some very strong studies done, but it's certainly looking that way at this moment, and we'll let you know.
The president says sanctions against Iran will not be lifted. Republican Senator John Barrasso says if Iran can do this much damage with drones, imagine what they could do with a nuclear bomb.
Iran is a terrorist nation. It is a global threat. And I agree with the president. We don't want war. We have the strongest military in the history of the world. And if war, if an attack is necessary, he will make that ultimate decision. But I will tell you, we need to make sure Iran never gets a nuclear weapon.
The attacks have triggered a rise in oil prices today. Correspondent Chris Van Cleve continues.
How long the spike in gas prices will last, that depends on how fast the Saudis can restore production. And at this point, we don't really have estimates on how long those repairs will take. We know that some of the capacity that's offline is expected to come back sometime this week.
That's Chris Van Cleve reporting. Late today, industry analysts said the huge stockpile of oil reserves in Saudi Arabia should soften the blow on pump prices. Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh facing more unsubstantiated accusations of sexual misconduct. A former Yale classmate says the FBI failed to investigate her harassment claims during Kavanaugh's bitter confirmation battle last year. Author Carrie Severino wrote a book about the ordeal. She thinks these latest accusations are nothing more than gossip and hearsay.
People's reputations are being trashed, are being damaged irreparably based on absolutely uncorroborated information. You can't just run with this.
These new accusations were reported over the weekend in the New York Times, despite the fact that the accuser declined to be interviewed by the FBI, and she failed to even remember the alleged incident. Those facts were omitted in the Times report, and Lily Valletta with the Heritage Foundation thinks it's because Kavanaugh is a conservative.
This is why we're seeing an erosion of true journalism. We cannot put politics over people. And what makes me really disappointed about this is the 1 in 6 women in America that are true victims of sexual assault that now may be questioned because of politics.
President Trump says Kavanaugh should start suing people and the U.S. Justice Department should come to his rescue. The woman who accused New England Patriots wide receiver Antonio Brown of sexual assault met with the NFL today. Former trainer Brittany Taylor is suing Brown, and the league is investigating her claims before deciding whether to take any action. Contract talks continue tonight between General Motors and the United Auto Workers Union after workers went on strike at midnight last night. Production has come to a screeching halt at GM plants all across the country.
We have to do what we have to do. This is our lives. This is our livelihood.
We are standing up for our members and for the fundamental rights of working class people in this nation.
Nearly 50,000 auto workers have walked off the job, including 3,000 employees at GM plants in Lockport, Tonawanda, and Rochester. Western New York State Senator Tim Kennedy.
We would ask that GM Corporation get to the table as quickly as possible, resolve these issues with the workers, put the workers back to work, but pay them a fair wage and give them the benefits that they rightfully deserve.
The UAW wants higher wages, better health care, and job security. The union is balking at GM's latest offer of $7 billion in new investments at 50 facilities across the country. The automaker expected to lose $250 million a day during the work stoppage. Purdue Pharma filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy last night. It's the latest move as the OxyContin maker aims to settle lawsuits stemming from the opioid crisis.
The company is claiming the settlement that it's reached with 20-some other states is approaching $10 to $12 billion. The states that object are disputing that and claiming that this settlement is only worth something in the area of $6 billion potentially.
That's healthcare attorney Harry Nelson. Bad news if you're a Steelers fan. Pittsburgh quarterback Ben Roethlisberger will have surgery on his right elbow, and he's going to miss the rest of the season. Big Ben hurt in the second quarter of Sunday's loss to the Seattle Seahawks. Meantime, another high-profile quarterback also hurt yesterday.
Star NFL quarterback Drew Brees has a torn ligament near the thumb of his throwing hand and will have surgery. The New Orleans Saints star, injured in yesterday's loss to the LA Rams, is expected to be out for about 6 weeks.
That's Steve Kaifin reporting. President Trump honoring New York Yankees Hall of Famer Mariano Rivera today with the nation's highest civilian honor, the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Maybe the greatest pitcher of all time. It's a big argument. Is he the greatest pitcher or the greatest reliever? Well, the reliever we won. But there's a real question. He may be the greatest pitcher in the history of baseball, Mariano Rivera.
Rivera has served as co-chair of the President's Council on Sports, Fitness, and Nutrition. He says he's honored with today's award.
Coming from a small town, beautiful country called Panama, and live with my family here and understand the language and everything that we go through, I'm proud.
The Yankees won 5 World Series titles under Mariano Rivera's 19-year career. Still to come this Monday, expanding broadband internet in New York, online absentee ballots in Pennsylvania, and meet the woman who swallowed her engagement ring.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. We are on the precipice of some nearly perfect weather in the days ahead. The front that helped generate a cloudy, wet start to the work week is pushing away. Drier air and higher pressure are moving in, and the stage will be set for several beautiful days and nights. So the call for tonight, any patchy evening cloudiness left over in the region fading away, turning out clear and moonlit pockets of fog will form. The air cools into the 40s and low 50s. Tomorrow and Wednesday, other than early day fog patches, abundant sunshine and gorgeous. High temperatures, low 70s. Mostly sunny and warmer Thursday and Friday.
All right, Kevin Williams will take a check in the stories making news where you live in New York and Pennsylvania Monday, September 16th. State lawmakers going to gather in Albany tomorrow to look at ways to expand access to broadband internet in rural parts of the state. New York has spent millions to enhance rural internet. Officials say high-speed internet is vital, not just for improving the quality of life for a community, but also for emergency response. Last week, Governor Cuomo announced the creation of a new state task force to look into expanding rural broadband. For the first time ever today, Pennsylvania started accepting online applications for absentee ballots.
Yeah, Bill, the Wolf administration says voters can now use the site votespa.com/applyabsentee to apply for the absentee ballots for the November 5th election. Now, those who apply will receive their ballot in the mail. They still got to mail or hand deliver the voted ballots to their county election officials. Applicants will need a PennDOT driver's license or valid ID number. The deadline to apply for an absentee ballot this year is October 29th. Bob Price, Family Life News.
Thank you, Bob. Over the weekend, Governor Cuomo signing an emergency executive order to ban the sale of flavored e-cigarettes in New York.
My first responsibility is to protect the people of the state of New York. Everybody knows vaping is dangerous.
The ban takes effect in 2 weeks. Public schools across New York will soon be used to help stop gun violence. The Empire State has become the first state in the country to include schools under its red flag law. Teachers and administrators can now petition the courts to have guns removed from homes. They do not need to go through the police first. Opponents say the move raises serious concerns about due process, Critics also fear the measure would erode Second Amendment rights. Daycare providers in New York will soon have new guidelines for handling food allergies. Family Life's Brandon Dixon.
The State Health Department is crafting the new guidelines with input from pediatric experts. They include new training requirements for daycare workers on what to do when a child experiences an allergic reaction. Elijah's Law is named after a three-year-old boy who died in daycare after suffering an allergic reaction to a grilled cheese sandwich. He was given the sandwich despite having a known allergy to dairy products. Brandon Dixon, Family Life News.
Thank you, Brandon. Chocolate milk could soon be off the menu for New York City schools. The school chancellor there considering getting rid of chocolate milk because of worries over sugar content. A group of upstate dairy farmers sent a letter to Mayor Bill de Blasio opposing that proposal. Time now for your market report brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Family Life's Dave Margolotti.
Stocks fell today amid fears that a surge in oil prices following an attack in Saudi Arabia could slow down global economic growth. The Dow today dropping 143 points. The Nasdaq fell 23, and the S&P 500 was off by 2. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Thank you, Dave. You're plugged into the 5 o'clock report right here on Family Life.
With a biblical look at your money, here's Rob West.
When it comes to the subject of debt, I have to be honest and tell you that the Bible has nothing positive to say about it. It's rarely wise, prudent, or preferred. God told the Jews, "For the Lord your God will bless you as he has promised, and you will lend to many nations, but you will not borrow, and you will rule over many nations, but they will not rule over you." Proverbs 22:7 says, "The rich rules over the poor, and the borrower becomes the servant to the lender." Debt is really a symptom of a problem. It presumes upon the future. It may replace God's provision in your life. It enables you to live beyond your means, and it increases the cost of almost everything you purchase with it. Your goal should always be to remain debt-free.
And you can learn more about trusting God and becoming a wise money manager when you contact us online, moneywise.org, moneywise.org.
12 minutes past the hour. Got a good one tonight. Sunny time. Drive home sports.
Yes, sir. Well, two 0-1 teams trying to not go 0-2, that being the Jets and the Browns playing in New York. Should be fun, though, because Odell Beckham Jr. back trying to make some noise.
Nice.
He played the first five NFL seasons with the Giants in MetLife Stadium. And, of course, the Jets without Sam Darnold. He's out with mononucleosis. Giants coach Pat Shurmur says all aspects of the team's operations under review after their 0-2 start, including a possible quarterback change from Eli Manning to Daniel Jones. As you mentioned earlier, quarterback change in Pittsburgh. Ben Roethlisberger done for the rest of the year. Mason Rudolph gets the start against the 2-0 Niners, trying to avoid that 0-3 start. And by the way, he's the only starting quarterback on the team right now. Major League Baseball, Mets in Colorado, Twins at home against Chicago. And NHL preseason, Penguins, Sabres, Penn State tonight.
Nice.
Yeah. For Family Life, I'm Sonny Delphiette.
Hi, I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. We are on the precipice of some nearly perfect weather in the days ahead. The front that helped generate a cloudy, wet start to the work week is pushing away. Drier air and higher pressure are moving in, and the stage will be set for several beautiful days and nights. So the call for tonight, any patchy evening cloudiness left over in the region fading away, turning out clear and moonlit pockets of fog will form. The air cools into the 40s and low 50s. Tomorrow and Wednesday, other than early day fog patches, abundant sunshine and gorgeous. High temperatures, low 70s. Mostly sunny and warmer Thursday and Friday.
Okie dokie, Kevin Williams. Great job as usual. Finally at 5, a woman from San Diego says dreaming about her fiancé. Well, it turned into a nightmare for her. Jenna Evans says in her dream, she was forced to swallow her engagement ring in order to protect it. She says when she woke up, she realized that's exactly what she did.
Took a big drink of water off my nightstand and swallowed it, just like a pill. And in the morning when I woke up and my ring was not on my hand, I was pretty sure I knew what happened.
Uh-oh. Evan says a stomach doctor found the 2.4-carat ring in her upper intestines and was able to recover that ring.
Wow.
A nightmare indeed. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I remember I had a dream about eating a big marshmallow. When I woke up, my pillow was gone. Yeah.
Yeah.